I just finished my seminary career, and they were going to ordain me in the Christian Reformed denomination. But before they did, I was sent to take many assessment tests. They actually paid psychologists and sociologists, and they did all these things. And essentially what I did is I took some tests. And I was nervous, like, oh, am I going to cut it? You know, and I sought to be a teachable person. I wanted to grow. Did I need counseling? Am I crazy? All of those things I was wondering about. So I took all these tests. And after I took all these tests, we talked with the tests, we talked about the tests with my wife, the psychologist, and I found out 5-6 important things about myself. And then they said, whoa, you're very teachable, Henry. Keep learning like this and you're going to be just fine. Nobody's perfect. But one thing I did like is with all of this test taking, I learned some things about myself that became very important in ministry so that I could be even more effective. So part of this deacon minister ordination is some assessment, some tests. And after you take these tests, you're going to talk to your mentors, your spouses, other people, and there's even an assignment that goes with it. But before we even get into that, I just want to give you a couple of encouragements about taking tests. First of all, we're called to love God, others, and self. That's the way. Okay, you ready? Okay. First of all, we're called to love God, others, and self. The great commandment, Mark 12, verse 29, the most important one, answered Jesus, is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. So I just want to reflect a little bit about that. Oh, we get that. Love God. Love our neighbor. But it's interesting, there's a as yourself. A lot of times as Christians, we don't really think about ourselves. Now, there's a big difference between being self-interested and selfish. Self-interested is this: you are an image bearer of God. God made you. So your I, your wanter, your soul is called by God to highly regard yourself. Love yourself. So when we take all these tests, we're doing that process. We care so deeply about who God made us that we are going to analyze, we're going to look at ourselves, and if there's a way that we can change to be more effective to serve God and others, to love God and love others, we're going to do it. So when we take the test, we have that mentality that we want to love God, we want to love others as we love ourselves, and we love ourselves enough to take the time to assess who we are, our strengths, our weaknesses, where we are called to grow. The second reason we want to take these tests is to help us be motivated to love, to develop skills to love others. 1 John 4, verse 20, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. You know, one of the things that I find about these sort of tests is that it tells me how I can improve in my loving of others, how I can listen better, how I can have empathy with my neighbor, if I can love someone who I have seen and be more effective at it, I can love God even more, who I have not seen. The next thing is just plain wisdom. It is wise to know thyself and to get a certain self-awareness about it. The more self-aware and wise about yourself, the more you can serve others, the more you can feel comfortable, the more you can feel confident. Because each day is a new opportunity. Colossians 4 verse 5, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders, making the most of every opportunity. When you take these tests, you find out a lot about yourself. I'll give you one example from me. When I started in ministry, I was way too talkative. It's true. In fact, I still can be sort of talkative. Sometimes I can be too talkative. I can't help it. I get on a roll. I have my wife who gently reminds me when I'm dominating a conversation. She gives me a little tap as to say, be quiet, let the other person talk. Now, when I've taken tests, it points out, especially early in my ministry, it pointed out that I like to dominate sometimes. So, you take a test, you learn that about yourself. When I took the test at Calvin Seminary days, that whole fact came out. And at first, honestly, I was quite upset. No, I don't! I thought to myself, and I talked to Pam, and she says, Henry, sort of, yeah, you do. Now, I can be teachable about that, be wise about it, or I can fight it. So, when you take the test, you're going to find things that you may not like the test say about you, but you can say, you know what, that's how I'm perceived, and it's important that I learn how to grow and change as a person. The next thing that's very important in the ministry is emotional intelligence. We've even talked about doing classes on emotional intelligence. We read in Colossians that we are to clothe ourselves with the practical skills of relating to others. Colossians 3 verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Now, what is that to do with practical skills? Well, this is what I know. Compassion is a practical skill. So is kindness. Gentleness, all of those, we can say in concept we want to be that, but those traits, those qualities take effort. We clothe ourselves because our sinful nature wars on our inside, and instead of being concerned about loving our neighbor as ourselves, often we become very selfish. So to be self-aware about how even in our structural person, there is selfishness and there are things that hurt our compassion. You know, I was watching another TED talk and they were talking about how the brain orders information and how it needs to practice those things that are the beneficial things. Now, I'm going to apply that to ministry. Through the Holy Spirit, practicing clothing ourselves with compassion in the practical skills of loving others. Okay, part of that is to really understand who we are and to then learn new emotional, intelligent things. Now, there's a pretty extensive test on emotional intelligence that was developed by the general population. And there may be even some questions in the test. You'll say, what does this have to do with ministry? And what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm just going to ask you to enjoy the test. You're going to find things that maybe you won't totally agree with. But learn about emotional intelligence. Learn about it in such a way that instead of judging the test, try to see what you can learn from taking that test. I want you to just be aware of one thing. We are reaching a general population. And I want to point out that worldly capital for heavenly purpose is very important. Luke 16 verse 9, I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself, so when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Now, I tell you, when I first read that passage years ago, I said to myself, this makes no sense. Use worldly wealth to gain friends. And over the years, I came to understand that Jesus is talking about. Don't be afraid of how the general population perceives things. Learn how to do it. Another passage Jesus says, be as gentle, but also as a dove, be wise as a serpent. The point being is understand that we fight a spiritual warfare here. We're in the world, not of the world. So you know what these tests do? These tests are like the best of a lot of worldly thinking about relationships and how people are perceived. And what you will gain from these tests is how you are perceived by the general population. And if you know and you are able to be people smart, ministry smart, all the more will you have opportunities to share the gospel. And, you know, and here's a lot of times what happens is something will be sort of politically correct, and it will, and the test will point that out, that you need to be more politically correct in a certain area. And then you lay out like, hey, I'm not going to submit to these kind of tests. And on one level, you can say, you know, I can say, yeah, I agree with you. But on another level, remember, we have to be wise, gentle. But we also need to know clearly how the general public perceives and thinks of personality and impact. Now, I want to give my one warning about tests. Now, when you take tests like this, sometimes you can get tempted to be arrogant. Take tests with sober judgment. Romans 12, verse 3 says, for it is by grace, by the grace given me, I say to you, to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Here's the other danger of a test. Let's say you and your wife take all the tests together, and then you see places of vulnerability and you use those places of vulnerability against each other. Or you see your strengths and now all of a sudden it's like, hey, I'm pretty good at all this. You know, and then you ignore your weaknesses. Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm better than you because my strengths are better than you. In fact, wow, I wonder if I'm like God. Now again, you wouldn't say that, but that's the human mentality that's out there, is that when you realize that you're bigger and better on something, then the strength tests and these personality tests can show you that. And next thing you know, you got comparison going on. And you conclude to yourself that I'm better than the next person. And you overlook your weaknesses. So when you take these tests, take them with sober judgment. They're just helping you serve others. So, what I want you to do then is, after you take the tests, to talk with your mentors about how the test was perceived by you. What do others think was right about what the test said about you? In the context of building each other up, 1 Thessalonians 5:11, therefore encourage one another and build each other up just as you are in fact doing. So what I want you to do is I want you to take the test and be confident in who God made you to be in all situations. Trust God however He leads you. Philippians 4, verse 11 and 12. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. And I feel that whoever you are is who made you, God made you to be. And taking tests like this sometimes can make you be jealous or envious of another you. Instead, what I encourage you to do is to take this test, these tests. Enjoy the journey. Aspire to be who God has called you to be, not in comparison to anybody else, but grow. You know, before I told you about watching a TED Talk about how the brain operates, it's fascinating. At any age, if you commit yourself to growing, the brain is an amazing creation of God. And it will change and aspire to be more and more the image of God that God has placed in you. And some of the things that you thought you'd never be able to overcome, You may be someone who's really shy. You take a few tests, they tell you that. Okay, now you say, oh no, I'm going to label myself as shy. No. All it is, wow, when I take the People Smart class, I'm going to really pay attention to the conversation section of the class so that even though right now I come off this way, in the future, I'm going to grow in ministry. So this is what I say. Enjoy these tests. I took them when I went into ministry and I was ordained, and I thought I was helped by that as I went forward before the laying on of hands for ministry. And this gives you a great conversation with your mentors. You know, I would take the test, talk about the results with all your endorsers, at least one of them. Talk with them about it and find out. And you might even discover the one thing that's holding an endorser back in terms of even endorsing you. And that test and the discussion has pointed this out. And life changed for the power of the Holy Spirit comes your way. So, enjoy the test. Take the test. Take it serious. And may God bless you as you discover what God has in mind for you.